This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a week from today, we will be out at Ives Park for another edition of the Duke Johnson Foundation 7-on-7. And I have a great time every year. Started a few years back and designed, and we told you, Duke, when he was playing, always was the guy you figured that was going to give back to the community. He does every single year. He's going to do it next Saturday. He joins us this evening, Duke, or this morning. Duke, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And how are you doing?
I'm good. You?
Good, good. And congratulations on your new contract and assuring that we're going to be seeing some great football there in Cleveland. And you got to be excited all the way around. I mean, not only from the opportunity to have your foundation and come back South Florida next week, but the fact that your Browns are starting to look pretty good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're definitely taking steps moving forward and trying to, you know, turn this thing around. We're bringing in some good players that, you know, that add to this team to do so. So I definitely think we can definitely make some noise this year. Just got to go out there and perform.
Yeah, and I know they have great fans, and they've endured the last couple of years. And now you guys, like I said, with a draft through free agency, you get an opportunity to get some really good stuff going. Now you got a complete backfield there and running game. Everybody, you just got Nick Chubb, and you have Carlos Hyde. I mean, arguably one of the best backfields now in the NFL from a running and receiving standpoint. So I'm excited for you guys as well. But let's talk about next week. You'll be back in town for this Duke Johnson Foundation 7-on-7. Talk about the foundation and what the premise from the beginning has been.
I think the premise of my foundation is always giving back to the youth. Trying to find different ways to give back. Like I have this 7-on-7. I also have a scholarship fund that I do every year at Miami Northern Senior High, which is my high school.
Yep.
So it's just all about giving back and trying to, you know, touch as many young people as I can while I can.
You know, you grew up in the community, and I mean, you were one of those guys that saw the people around you and the people, obviously, who didn't have as much as others. And you're the type of guy that said, you know, I want to be the guy to fill that void. I want to give these kids an opportunity to get an education, you know, to have meals, to do different things. Talk about that, because you've always been about that. You've never so much been about yourself, but been about others. This is like a dream come true for you to give back, isn't it?
Definitely is, especially coming from where I came from. I mean, nothing was given for the most part. You had to go out and earn everything. And I think it's just tough for a lot of kids, depending on the area, the way you grew up, the way their household is, to go out and, you know, go to college and get kind of exposure. And I just try to do my best of going out and just trying to help in any way I can. Regardless of who it is, what area, what background was, what high school, just about giving back and just trying to, you know, show them the way and show them kind of the process of what it takes to get to where I'm at, or at least just try to be successful and get out of the situation that they are now,
right,
into a better situation.
And I agree. Duke Johnson Foundation has carved quite a path in South Florida, from one of the best high school running backs to the all-time leading rusher at the University of Miami. But they don't all know that you had to work your way hard on that Liberty City field. I mean, there was a lot of talent. Kids were bigger than you and all that. Talk about that struggle and maybe some advice to the kids who may think, hey, listen, I'm never going to grow. I'm not going to be this. And talk about that, because I think the kids listening are excited to hear what you have to say.
For me, I think I was 165 pounds my freshman year in college. So I mean, in due time, everything plans out, everything goes a certain way for a reason. And the competition I dealt with in the Optimist was fun, but it made me better, a better person, a better kind of athlete at this point in my life, just being able to compete with the guys that I did and go through the things that I did growing up. It just made me a better person. Now, pretty much any task I come across now, I know I can attack it head on and not really be afraid of it.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a perfect example for that. I mean, you're, and we were talking about you the other day. The way you are, you're a patient guy. You don't let your emotions get the best of you. You're even keel. I mean, I know that's probably from hanging around your mom a lot. She's like that, not. But I mean, she. But I'm just saying that you talk about somebody like yourself who just doesn't let anything rattle you. But you have an inner desire, and I've seen it. I mean, you kind of figured. I saw you in high school. You got the team the state championship. Talk about that, because you're such a, you know, you talk to you and you don't really let those emotions out, but inside I know it's burning. Talk about that, because I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
It's kind of, I think what you're talking about is kind of the underdog mentality.
Right.
There's just always, I don't know, it's just trying to stay even, not get too high, get too low. Even when things are going good or things are going bad, it's just about staying even and just, you know, focus on what's important and what's kind of your drive and your motivation of what you do in life, and just basically find your why. And I think my why is basically what keeps me, you know, even Steven and staying on the straight path and being focused and just kind of knowing what I want is just my why keeps me there.
That's a great way to explain it. Duke Johnson with us, talking about his foundation, which will have a event next Saturday at Ives Park. Talk about that and what it's going to unfold and what happens at your event besides crowning a champion, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully the weather holds up for this event. You never know with Miami.
No,
but,
you don't. It's like Cleveland in the winter.
Oh my God! I know, right?
I knew you'd like that.
I just had a high school all-star game. I went to up here. I want to say last week, and we were trying to figure out why is it so early. Why is the all-star game so early or so late? I should say.
Well, you know,
and their reason being was because it snows, and when it gets cold, the ground gets frozen. So. Yeah, it's definitely different being back home. But the event is always fun for me and my team. We try to make it better every year, try to figure out some things that didn't go right the year before or didn't go as we planned the year before. We just try to make it better.
Yeah.
So each year that we have this is always going to try to get better, try to be more family-friendly and more friendly for people to come out and just have a good time while watching and supporting their loved ones.
And you never know who you're going to see on the sideline. I know a couple years we saw Teddy showed up and Alan Hearns. So you never – any surprises, any sneak peeks of who's coming down this year?
No, not yet. still kind of putting the list together to see who's doing what. Because, a lot of people have their camps and other people camp their 10 around the same time. Yeah, we have to figure it out because I think – all of Miami guys, a lot of guys from Miami have like one big camp.
That wouldn't be terrible.
I looked on social media the other day and I seen like two or three of my guys are having a camp on the same day.
Wow. Well, yeah, you're right. Well, you got to be the spokesman, Duke. You got to start this whole thing and get everybody to have a mega one. We could have it a big park, and it'll be fun. No matter what it is, it's nice to see all the guys giving back, and you like yourself. And we had talked about Brandon Walker and Anthony Walker and him giving yesterday and doing the thing over at Wesley Frater's event. But we're so happy to have you back. We're great to have you on. Congratulations on everything. Going your way, and you've been blessed and rightfully so, and can't wait to see you next week.
I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you.
Anytime, man. Duke Johnson, Cleveland Browns, a guy that has done very, very good in South Florida and always giving back, Robert Griever. That's important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.